Welcome to In Moderation,
the show where we give you a moderate dose of info, sarcasm, and we already know we're not approved.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode three, coming at you less than live after 45 minutes of troubleshooting, but that's our typical MO.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes with, I'm assuming, most podcasts, or I'm going to say that to make myself feel better. Today, we decided we were going to talk about goals. I figure, starting early on, what better topic to go over than what goals do you have?
We're going to cover a lot of topics in the future in more detail, but we want to start you off on the right foot. And we both agree that one of the best things you can do to start off with is get yourself pen and paper and write down some goals for yourself.
Or it's the 21st century. There's plenty of apps out there. You can find something. Get those individual signage. Write all in emojis. I don't care how you do it, but you're going to write
emoji
down.
Emoji list. Yep. There we go.
Just hieroglyphics.
A little weightlifting emoji.
Yeah, sure. That's great.
Hey,
and then
if
just
it works
like
for
fruit. Vegetable emojis, like, I'm gonna eat more of these. I don't care.
I mean,
how
we
you
can't complain. We our logo is a couple of emojis right now, so
that's fine. We are in the 21st century. So what you're gonna do is write down your goals, but there's different type of goals. Okay, you got your short-term goals. These are the goals, what would you say, Robbie, you can get done in like what, less than maybe 3 months?
Oh yeah, like you can get short-term goals within a month, within a week. The key thing there is that you're not looking far into the future. These are things that you're going to actualize within a short time frame.
And then you're going to have your long-term goals, which I guess I'd probably say maybe like a year for a long-term, at least like 6 months is a long-term goal. What would you say?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like for me, my long-term goal is I'm thinking when I'm like 80, there's years there.
Exactly. I'm like retiring. Like my long-term goal is like, I don't want to be a burden on people when I'm 80 years old, right? Like I
exactly.
still want to be able to, you know, when I'm in my 50s, I want to keep up with my daughter when she's in her 20s. Like those are kind of, so those are like super long-term goals.
Those are your long-term goals, yeah.
So yeah, write those down. But as far as the short-term goals are, for me, it always helps me to have a little bit of a reminder. So if you can put it somewhere where you can see it, I mean, you could write it down pen and paper and just keep it somewhere where you normally are in your house and you could see. If you put it on an app, you could leave the app maybe just like on your home screen somewhere, just something like that.
I have a whiteboard where I list my short-term goals on them and I check them off as I go past.
And that brings us to the next one. Checking things off. Come on, what feels better than just taking that go across and you're like, I'm done, I've done that. That
got
gets
that
you motivated. Exactly.
Boom.
You know, there's no better, I think, motivation than just being like, yes, I did this, I get to cross it off and move to the next thing.
And Liam just said move to the next thing. You should have multiple goals going. Like you can have a goal for your weight loss, you can have a goal for just going to the gym 3 times a week, you can have a goal for having an appropriate dinner once a week or twice a week or whatever.
I think it's important to have something just real simple ones, you know, something, you know, like, okay, all right, I'm pretty sure I can do this. I put this down, I cross it off, I feel a little bit better. But then also just down the list, have things you're like, okay, I should maybe be able to do this in a week or two. And just being able to just go down that list, you're going to just feel so much better once you actually achieve something. And because it's always getting started, right? Like getting started is the toughest thing. As everybody says, like, I don't really know where to get started. What better way to know where to get started than like what you just sit down and just think, like, you've got lots of time to listen. You're scrolling TikTok and stuff. We know you are. Sit down and just think, what do I want? What do I want in a month? What do I want in 6 months? What do I want in a year? And just like if the worst thing that happens is you don't accomplish these things, which I guess you weren't going to do anyway if you didn't write them down. So write them down. And so you just have a bit of a, you know, reminder. Hey, get out there. Maybe try that thing. Just, I mean, hey, it could be like, I'm going to try and take a 15-minute walk after dinner on these days. Like that's super simple. That's something I think a lot of people could accomplish.
Yep. Yeah, when you're starting out, a lot of people do get overwhelmed. The importance there is allow yourself to take it slow. Pace yourself. Don't just try to jump right in. Don't try to start lifting heavy right off the bat. Don't try to do hours of cardio right off the bat. You need to work up to that.
Exactly. Like, people will go into it and be like, okay, I need to lose 60 pounds, so I'm just going to write that down. Blah, 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 blah. That is so much right off the... That's long-term. That's the long-term goal.
That's long-term,
okay?
Right there.
I think we kind of
struggle... One thing, remember, if it took you 10 years to put those 60 pounds on, you are not losing them in 6 months.
Yeah, so you had... That's why you have the long-term goals, because I think a lot of people think that, right? When you say, hey, what are your goals? They're like, hey, well, I want to look this way. I want to have this and that. These things that just take so long. I just really try and focus on at least a few short-term goals that you think you can accomplish, and it'll just feel so much better once you actually do them, and it'll get that ball rolling, and that'll... It makes it so much easier that way.
Yeah. Yeah, like lose half a pound a week. There's a simple goal. Not even 1 pound, half a pound. Or just eating properly for a couple days of the week, right?
Exactly.
Eating better, I should say.
I would say, like, right off the bat, like, you don't need... If, like, even if your goal is to lose weight, right off the bat, I would say you don't even have to write down, like, losing weight in the short-term goals because...
No.
You know, if
and
you
frankly,
just...
One thing to remember when you're starting out is you're going to lose water weight, and you're going to see this scale jumping around all over the place for the first month anyway.
It's going to fluctuate all over the place. Don't freak out about that. So just start with, you know, hey, I'm trying to eat a little bit more fruit. I'm trying to get a little more fiber in, you know, if those are your goals. Because, I mean, we don't know. Exactly. Your goal might be to gain weight. I know I get a lot of people that are just like, I cannot put weight on at all.
Yeah.
So for you.
That was me.
Exactly. I was more of that problem as well. So, you know, trying to figure, like, okay, some higher calorie foods. Oh, like, okay, avocados are higher, nuts are higher, these sorts of things, dark chocolate. Like, okay, I'm going to try and incorporate these more into my diet. Those sorts of things. Those are much easier to accomplish and will give you some motivation.
And then once you're checking those off consistently, then you can start bumping it up.
All right. So now you've got your goals, right? What do you do from here? Well, you have to achieve them. One thing you can do, which I think can help a lot of people, especially as we talked about, we're in the 21st century. You can go on social media. There's a lot of people out there who are trying to help others achieve probably similar goals to what you're achieving. So let's say it's weight loss. There's tons of those out there. If it's weight gain or if it's just eating healthy, there's plenty of dietitians out there who have channels on various social media sites that will give you a few tips and tricks to help you achieve those, at least those short-term goals.
And of course, that's probably how you found me and Liam in the first place, was doing exactly that. And you've seen me and Liam work with a lot of other individuals that we highly respect that you can go and follow for advice as well. But there's a lot of people out there.
And it can be, I definitely understand, it's tough kind of wading through that because there's so many people and a lot of them are going to be trying to, you know, just sell you whatever thing they're trying to sell. And so, you know, I know it can take a little while, but try and find someone who just isn't out to take your money, you know, avoid all the V shreds and such.
Ask yourself what they benefit from whatever advice they're giving you.
Are they giving you sound advice, you know, simple things that you can do based on insights, based in reality, not trying to make you feel terrible for the choices you make, that sort of thing. I'm sure you all have found at least one or two people that will be able to help you out with that.
And this is really important. You may find two people that have differing opinions, and one of them or both of them may not be selling you. Maybe they just have differing opinions. Maybe the science hasn't quite determined which way it goes yet. And the thing there is that some advice works for different people. The advice I give might work for somebody and it might not work for somebody else. Whereas somebody else whose opinion differs than mine, again, if it's not just them selling something, if it's an actual valid opinion, their advice might work for somebody else that my advice didn't work for, or Liam's advice didn't work for.
Exactly. Because, you know, here's the thing. You're going to find these people, and because you have these goals, it should make it fairly easy. Are they helping you to achieve the goals? Then that's probably a good choice. Are they not? And, you know, like Rob said, it's great to have people with differing opinions on things. But at the end of the day, you know your body best. No one knows it as well as you. I get people asking me for, you know, black and white answers all the time. And I'm like, I always have to say, well, it depends. It really depends.
another like green flag for following dietitians or something is if you ask them some sort of question like that, they will always answer with "it depends."
It depends.
If because they know that it depends entirely on your circumstances, your body, what's available to you, all these sorts of things.
And I will, you know what, Rob, like, you know what's a good, like, I feel like litmus test is to ask them something like they shouldn't have any knowledge on, right? Like, I don't know, like, you know, like you maybe ask about neurology, like a neurology, it's just something like crazy. And if they just straight up answer it, like they know it, that's like a red flag. I'm telling you, because like experts really will, if you ask them a question outside their scope of practice, they're like, well, that's not like, I don't know about that. I would have to ask my friend who works in psychology or whatever it is you're asking about. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Somebody who has your best interest at heart is not worried about referring you to somebody who would know that subject better than them.
Absolutely. Like if they say like, hey, I don't know this, but this person might, that's like a great sign, because that means like they're not just out just to get like your attention, your money or whatever. It's like, hey, there's other people that can help you out. That's a great sign. So, and also what kind of brings us to to the next point is having some form of, you know, a community can help immensely. Like it really does. Like
something it is huge.
It's so, I mean, I cannot overstate just like how important it is. Like if you look at, like, I name my, the Plant Slant, where I go by my handle, that's after the Blue Zones. And the thing the Blue Zones have, you know, yes, they have a good diet and all these things, but they have a community that is tight knit, where they all look out for each other and support each other.
Yeah. Even if you're introverted, there are things like, you know, Discord communities where you can pace your interactions with people, where you can find communities that are acceptable of any sort of circumstances you may have, where you aren't feeling as anxious with them. And you can approach those on your own terms, and they're still there for you.
Exactly. Everybody has something that, like, I feel like maybe they feel like some sort of shame or whatever from, they don't want to talk about. And then they meet a community that actually, like, they all enjoy, and they're like, whoa, this is amazing. These other people like the thing I'm into, whatever. You know, it really doesn't matter what it is, because again, guys, we are in an amazing time. You're listening to us on a podcast. The sounds we're making are being brought to you by the invisible butterflies that are going across the entire world. We have people listening from like Europe and shit. Like, it's crazy. Like people are like, I don't know where to start. I'm like, we are in an unprecedented time, okay? We have all the technology. We don't have some technology. We have all of it, okay? So if you have, a goal, I am sure on Facebook, on, you know, Discord, on something, like if your goal is to just like eat a little healthier, maybe lose a little weight, I know, like, we know Zach Cohen, we're both friends with Zach Cohen, he's an amazing dietitian, he has a Facebook community where you can get like great meal preps and that sort of thing. If you're worried about like, oh, maybe I have a history of like cardiovascular disease, Dr. Aloe has a whole Facebook community where this is all about like heart health, and they'll you know, jump back and forth and give information. I'm sure you can find something somewhere, like, and it wouldn't even be that difficult to find.
Yeah, I've got a growing Discord that even Liam's on it, even though he absolutely sucks at Discord. You guys just heard it. He thinks the internet works with butterflies. That's what I'm working with here.
Oh, sure. You explain it. Yeah, you can't. That's what I thought. It's all butterflies.
But yeah, like, everyone's welcome on the Discord. There's some people in there that help out. Everybody's talking. It's great. And if, again, with
if you have a bad day, like, you can go on there, but like, listen, I fucked up. Like, I'm, you know, I'm having a shit day. Like, and just having other people like, hey, like, hang in there. I had that problem too. That was me a few days ago, and these are the things I did to maybe feel better. And you're like, oh shit, like, maybe I should do that.
It feels so amazing for somebody to validate the problems you're going through.
Holy shit.
That somebody else went through that problem as well.
Exactly. Like, really just being, because we get so like caught up in ourselves, like when we fail at something, right? Like, we've all had that. or you fail something and you just feel like, you feel like a shithead. You're just like, I suck. I failed at this. And honestly, just having some other people just like, there's so many, like, I can't even think, like what Joey Swole is like, I'm trying to think of like different people on like social media that try and bring up like, hey, we've all had those kind of days, and just hang in there, and having people say that, like, I don't, it's, even if it's just, yeah, exactly. Words, you know, you, I'm sure like there's like funny posts and stuff, I'm sure, like on these like, you know, boards and stuff like that, just something to keep you motivated, to give you a smile, to make a shitty day be slightly less shitty, from a complete shit day to a less shitty day, might be all it takes.
I'm telling you, join one of these communities. If you're having a bad day, go onto that community and just be like, hey guys, I had a terrible day. Throw some memes at me. Cheer me up. And then we'll bombard you with the funniest memes.
Because, it, like, these boards are basically like if you took the internet and then you took away all the bad parts of it. Like, if you just start posting stuff just randomly on social media, you will get bombarded with a ton of terrible things. But if you just took away all the terrible things, you'd basically be left, what you'd be left with would be these communities and these message boards and stuff where just everybody tries to help
and
each other.
Supportive people. And in our description for this episode, we're going to throw links to a bunch of different communities that you can potentially join. You can go and look at them. You can pop in for a second, see if it's for you, pop out. No one's going to care. No one's going to mind. Find the one that's right for you. But speaking of those rough days, I hate to say this, but you should expect failure. It's not a bad thing, but you should expect it. You're going to expect to have those rough days. Expect to have those days where something went wrong.
And we talked about that, like in previous episodes, we talked about how, you know, you learn more from your failures than you do your successes. So, you know, especially if you find one of these communities, you're like, hey, you know what? I did something that maybe wasn't perfect. Let me put it that way. It wasn't perfect. It didn't really work out
super
well.
Perfect.
And you'll have other people that'll jump in and say like, yeah, that happened to me. And you can really take that and learn from that for the future.
Yeah, because, and they'll give you options where you can try to go from there.
Exactly. It's real. Like, is it really that much of a failure if you learn something from it and you're able to do it differently next time? I don't think so. It's really only a failure if you go,
I don't think so either.
Well, shit. And it's just going to happen again. Like, I guess I just have to sink in and let it happen over and over.
It's only a failure if you fail to learn from your failure.
Yeah. So you have to just expect those days. And it sucks. But I think if you just, like, come to terms with that a little bit and you say like, yeah, some days are gonna suck, because I think we make these like plans and we're like, okay, we're gonna make these plans and it's gonna be like a straight trajectory up, right, where you just keep getting better and doing better, but really it's more of just like up and then down, and then you go up and then you're not feeling so great. And if, you know, as long as you're continuously moving, you know, in the direction you want, that's what's important. But you gotta have those days.
And now we're going to go into covering stuff like diet and exercise in a lot more detail, as I said. But when you're getting started, I want to emphasize again, take it slow. Make dietary changes slowly. Make those changes over time. When you're going to exercise, don't just jump straight into it. Take that first couple weeks, nice and slow, build up into it, especially to avoid soreness. In terms of like gear for exercise, you do not need anything fancy. If you put some rocks in a backpack,
I thought you were
talking
about a different type of gear. I was like, in terms of gear for exercise, what kind of gear you
have? You don't need that kind
of
gear either.
First, goal one, get on gear.
Long term goal.
Okay, that's a long term goal.
Long term goal. But in terms of exercise equipment, is that better? In terms of exercise equipment, you don't need much. If you put rocks or soup cans in a backpack, you have yourself a dumbbell.
Yeah, I mean, just like, yeah, water is heavy enough. Like, you don't really, and honestly, you just calisthenics right off the bat. Those are great exercises.
Even just get moving,
Just get moving. And like, when it comes to your diet, if you just throw everything out and completely change your diet, you don't even know what was positive and what was negative. You know there was a change, but what could have caused that? Who, if you just change everything overnight? If you change one thing and you give it a little time and you see how you feel, okay, I don't feel as good, so that didn't work. Okay, I do feel better with this. You have your whole life. So many people just wanted to change overnight.
And when we do find that positive thing that works for us and we reach our goal, Liam, what do we do with that?
You know what we're going to do? We are going to actually celebrate the fact that it happened. Yes. So many people do this thing where they go, okay, I accomplished this, but I have X amount to go. And it's like, okay, you just screwed yourself. Like, why not?
I am so guilty of that. We were talking about this while we were prepping for this episode. And Liam brought up that you need to celebrate. And I was like, I am so bad at that. I didn't even celebrate like hitting milestones on TikTok. I didn't celebrate all the little things. And exactly where Liam is going with this, I shouldn't have cut him off so early. But where he's going with this is that you build up and you just keep looking at the far goals. You stop looking at those close ones. Yeah. It's always a case of, okay, I hit this, but I still need to go get that.
It's the worst. I hear it all the time. And you know what? The thing is, like, and if you find these, like, communities and you hit one of those small goals, it will feel like a big goal. Like, even if you hit a small one, you're like, hey, I did this today. People are like, yeah, let's go. You know, it's amazing if you just put it out there like, hey, okay, I did this. You know, you will get a lot of support from that and just celebrating those things for just, you know, a day. Like, take some time.
Celebrating one thing does not take away from the other things.
Yeah, it's always,
if you celebrate that one little goal that you hit, you still get to celebrate the big goal later.
I want someone just to say, like, I did this, and no but at the end, because most of the time there's a goddamn but. I have X to go, and I just, like, god, that it pains me to see that. Because I want you to just be like, yes, I did this and I feel better because of it.
And we want to hear from you again. Once you finish listening to this podcast episode, we want you to write into us at inmoderation@roblavum.com. The email will be in the description. We want to hear what goal you hit and what you're doing to celebrate. We want to celebrate that goal with you. It doesn't matter how big it is.
And I swear to God, people, are you listening? I'm going Liam Neeson right now. If a single one of you puts a butt and then says, oh, but I have to still go do all this, we will turn this audio podcast into a video podcast and we will record ourselves shredding your message and we will use that as our intro for every single episode, okay? So what you're going to do is you're going to put in something, you're going to write us something that you want to celebrate and we will celebrate with you, okay? It doesn't matter how small or big, and they're better not to be a single butt in any of them.
I feel like every single one of them is going to have a butt now.
It's just for that. I swear to God, yeah. We're going to have to get fucking audio, also video set up. We're going to start shredding. I got to get a shredder now.
People, please do not add a butt. I do not want to deal with setting Liam up on video and everything like that.
Because once I say something, I have to follow through with it. I'll be at Office Max tomorrow. Is that even a store? I think they went out of business. Oh,
please, nobody. Nobody put a butt.
Please. It always starts off with just shredding viewer mail. And new people come in like, what is going on? I don't understand any of this podcast.
Hey, wasn't that a great time? Listen to the podcast. I'm assuming you knew or you were just listening to In Moderation. So if you go ahead and hit the 5-star button, is that a thing? The like button?
That's a thing. No. Yep.
The like button five on stars. YouTube. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button. Not the dislike button. That's a bad button. The
bad
like
button.
Bad
don't
button.
Touch.
Hit all, don't so touchy. Hit all the other buttons. The share,
subscribe,
you can go check out
all those things.
Subscribe. Go check out our Patreon. Yeah. We do have a Patreon. It's free to join if you want, or you could give us money. That'd be really cool. Like $1 or $2. It doesn't matter. Whatever you have.
That's where you'll find all the news for this.
We're super appreciative. You can find all sorts of other stuff there. We do giveaways, I think, sometimes, you know.
Sometimes.
All that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So peace.